This podcast is rated R for restful,
for radical,
for ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
But this podcast is actually rated PG-13 for the viewing pleasure of all people.
I think it's the listening pleasure.
Above the age of 13.
Or below. We really don't say much that would be bad for...
Mom, we had an entire episode about sex and
we had a warning. We had a warning.
Okay.
So, welcome back
to the Dead to the World podcast.
Welcome back. Today is Wednesday.
Really?
But it's actually Sunday when they're listening.
That is true.
And we realized that we have now had episodes come out on Mother's Day, Father's Day, and the 4th of July, and have failed to pay enough attention to the future to know that they're coming out on holidays.
Yes.
So, from the dream team to you, happy
Mother's Day.
Happy
Father's Day.
And happy
4th of July.
We hope that, I mean, I guess if you're in another country, I don't know if you celebrate any of those holidays, but I still hope you had great Sundays.
Yes, and... Lexi did look ahead already for the most important holiday of the whole year.
The most important holiday of the whole year. Anybody, any guesses? Anyone?
Halloween!
All right, so Halloween is on a Sunday.
Spooky season is right around the corner, and I've never been more ready for anything in my life.
Oh, and the fact that it's freaking hot, hot, hot. I feel like I'm in hell, literally.
Hot, hot, hot.
Utah is over 100 degrees.
And it is. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah, ready for fall.
But we're going to have I know this is like kind of far in advance, but we're going to have a special spooky episode on Halloween.
Well, we would like to have a special spooky episode on Halloween, but we need stories.
Send us stories of anything spooky, please. And you could be featured on the spooky season Halloween episode of the Dead to the World podcast.
Good job. That was nice.
Thank you. Well...
So send those stories to
deadtotheworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you.
Also, do you guys want to hear something?
Yes, we do.
Of course, always.
I'm so sick of it being hot and summer, and I so badly want it to be Halloween that the other day, Sebastian and I were at Bath & Body Works, and they had some of their fall candles from last season on sale. So I bought one called Leaves.
Now the question is, have you burned it yet?
Yes. I immediately went home. I got in the bath and I lit the candle and I looked up autumn aesthetic on Pinterest and just looked at pictures of fall.
Did you have like cooler water than normal?
No, because I was pretending it's cold outside.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
But
you turned your pretending. AC on fire.
That was the highlight of my week.
Wow, that is nice.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Mom, what's the highlight of your week?
She's got nothing.
No, well, I've been sick. I mean, you guys know a few weeks ago, we were kind of all a sick dream team, and I just didn't get better. So I went to the doctor a lot last week. It is sad. Well, and it was crazy because basically the doctor said, I think you're under a lot of stress. Have you been having a lot of stress lately? And I was like, well, yeah, my husband almost died. Because, I mean, we didn't probably say on the podcast how seriously ill he was. But yes, Daddy Dell really did almost die. So that caused a little stress in my life. So the doctor wrote me out of work for 3 days so I could just veg and de-stress. And I am feeling wonderful now. So woohoo!
And you got to be careful with that stress because do you know what it can lead to?
A parasomnia.
You're so right.
Parasomnia. Prevented
with anti-stress. Tosh, what was the highlight of your week?
We got our garage done.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know.
So wait, I do want Tasha to mention something that she was telling me about because she mentioned that she is into organization and yes. She was not lying. So what did you do to organize your garage?
I got these QR codes that you can get on Amazon and I put them on new containers I got, by the way. I had containers. I reorganized them into new containers that all match. I put these QR codes on them. I took pictures individually of every single item I have. So then when I scan that code, it tells me exactly what's in that container.
That's cool.
In my garage.
So you took pictures, you put the QR code on the outside, and when you scan the QR code, it shows you all the pictures of everything that's in that container.
In that container, yeah.
What was that called again?
It's called Elephant Tracks.
Elephant Tracks.
You can get them on Amazon.
So if you're looking to be organized or have organization questions, you can email Tosh.
At deadtotheworldpodcast@gmail.com. It's very exciting. I'm very excited to use it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I promise we will shut up soon about ourselves and get into our topic, but we had something very exciting happen this week.
We did.
We were guests on the podcast, Podtastic Audio.
Woo! And it was podtastic.
It was. So Chris from Podtastic invited us to be on there, and we just talked about getting started with our podcast and some tips and tricks. So you guys should definitely check that out.
Yeah, it was great. And he was able to give us some good advice on maybe how to get sponsors and some different things that we hadn't figured out yet.
And how to promote us and some like editing tips and just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. And we're getting more official. I actually ordered us business cards today.
We have business cards.
They're
guys.
They're so cute. I can't wait for them to get here.
So when you're walking down the street and someone's like, oh, who is that bodacious babe? I wonder what she does. And I can be like, well, bam, here's a business card. Check out Dead to the World podcast. That's exactly how it'll happen.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've talked to people like at the hospital, all the nurses, you know, so now I'll have cards to pass out.
All right. Well, Mom, what are we talking about this week?
Oh, today is another, is it dream deciphering or deciphering dreams?
Same difference.
DTTW, deciphering dreams.
Okay.
I believe I had to say that whole thing. One moment, I'll check.
I think originally I wanted it to
please
be
hold.
Dream deciphering, and then I think we did it deciphering dreams, so now I get confused. Not that it really matters.
It's deciphering dreams.
Okay. So today is a deciphering dreams episode where we have gone out and taken dreams from the websites. From the interwebs.
From the websites.
Post dreams.
Really? Which website?
And once again, nobody asked us to do this, but we like to decipher dreams. And we think, I mean, really overall, this is just for you listeners to learn with us what different things mean in dreams. And then that way we'll get better at interpreting dreams of listeners who send in stories to us, as well as just entertain you with our wonderful dream interpreting skills. All right. So I got this dream off of Reddit. It is from user NKD6P8, and it is about a strange dream. Go figure.
Wow. Who would have thunk?
So I'm going to read this in the Reddit author's words. I had a dream about 2 days ago about a big fat type tic tac UFO in the sky, creating huge tornadoes. Huge tornadoes. I mean, these weren't baby tornadoes. There were thousands of them forming.
I'm sorry, I actually remembered something.
Really? About what?
Tornadoes. That one time.
At band camp?
No, the gas station by my work. We go there sometimes to get drinks and snacks, and they have taquitos that they call tornadoes. Okay, where is this
and
going?
What's so funny about that?
But one time, I saw...
Okay, take a breather.
I saw the advertisement for them, and I went, what's a tornado?
What's a tornado?
It's not even funny.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, we'll be back after this short intermission.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back. There were thousands of them forming up above the tornadoes on the ground, and I was in the garage, and this took place in the evening. It was so realistic with the loud winds. I could feel the winds as well. The tornadoes were too big and scary for comfort. There were 10 1-mile-wide tornadoes, to the point that all I could see, no matter which direction I looked in, was tornadoes. I couldn't believe that this was happening in my dream, and I ran all the way around the house to see if we were surrounded by them, and we were. Then I woke up. I was not breathing heavy or anything, even though I was scared in the dream. Then I fell back to sleep. Now it was daytime and I was at school, and a tornado hit the school And above the tornado was, yet again, the same fat tic-tac UFO. Its edges were rounded off like a sanded rock. I don't think the purpose was to transport anything. It only seemed to cause the bad weather. So I could see the UFO through the tornado, and the only reason why I was able to see them is because they were sticking out through the mist of the tornadoes, completely unharmed or wavering by the winds. They were in columns. I didn't know what happened because the dream cut out, and my next dream was about me walking to Walmart to buy a cotton candy burger. And then they put kind of like an face. Anyway. So they also said the only reason why I felt like sharing this is because it was super vivid and realistic, and I rarely remember dreams. And P.S., I live in the U.S. in North Carolina, if you were wondering. So they do get tornadoes there, but not too crazy. By the time they usually get from like Florida up into North Carolina, they're usually pretty mild.
You don't recall any.
As long as you're not on the coast.
Cotton candy burgers there, though.
Yeah, cotton candy burgers. Ugh. A burger in general. Blech.
For
beef
you.
In general.
Blech. Weirdo.
I am weird. I don't like beef. There you go. Anyway, so I went through like a story problem similar to what I did last time, and I picked out the keywords, and I looked up their definitions in a dream dictionary, and then I put it all together. So I'll tell you the definitions first. So the first word I picked out was UFO. And the definition was dealing with a difficult to identify with aspect of yourself. Thousands, as in there were thousands or tornadoes, would be that something feels out of your control. Huge tornadoes or winds means that movement of the consciousness, urges and emotions that have potential to overwhelm you. Being that the first dream was in the evening can represent something that you do not want repressed or forgotten. It can also represent a time restraint or an idea of your twilight years. The garage can portray a place of storage representing ideas that are packed away that might need to be cleaned out. The fact that they said 10 tornadoes can represent integrating family and work in a productive way. A huge tornado in winds, and I didn't put a definition for that, so forget that part. The school suggests learning. The daytime for the school part represents consciousness. So I put that all together. It seems like there might be some self-discovery going on in the life of this person. So as dreaming of a UFO and aliens may indicate that there's an aspect or role that you feel is coming to the surface, but it may feel alien to you. The description of thousands of tornadoes can indicate that something about this alien part of you or this change that you need to make feels out of your control, and that the tornado indicates that whatever is coming is currently on its way to becoming part of your consciousness and could potentially overwhelm you emotionally. The evening further represents that this change is something to do or something that you do not want repressed or forgotten. So it's like a change that's coming that you don't want to put down, but maybe you're a little nervous about. The garage further expresses the idea that you may need to clean out and discard some of your old ideas about yourself before this new version of yourself can come forward. So identifying 10 tornadoes may indicate that this change in you could be part of integrating your family and your work in a positive manner. The school would suggest learning, and the daytime represents consciousness, so it seems that you are in the process of learning this new thing about yourself and moving it to your consciousness. The alien being protected in the storm means that you are feeling protective of this new alien thing about yourself, that you are ready to let it come forward to your consciousness and have it become who you really are. So when I first went through this interpretation, it just kind of threw me off because I wasn't getting the feeling at first what the change might be. But the more I thought about it, and the fact that for some reason this Reddit user, even though you can never really tell by their name, seems to be a male, I was wondering if this may be a story of a man who is maybe either getting married or about to become a father. And that seemed to make sense to me because it'd be like
having a big change coming.
Yeah, and having this like alien, like if you've never been married, you're not really sure how to be a husband. If you've never been a father, like maybe, you know, maybe you didn't grow up with a good example of those things. So it's like, oh crap, now I'm going to have to fill this role that I have no idea how to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yet it's something that you know, you want to do. You're not going to repress it. You're not going to not do it. It just is scary. And then also the fact that it feels so much out of their control. I thought, oh man, if somebody's pregnant, they're going to have a baby. Maybe it was unplanned and it's like, crap, this is going to happen whether I want it to happen or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I need to take responsibility and I need to, you know, make this change in my life so that this can be a positive thing.
Did you read off the basic meaning for just tornadoes, or were they only like 10 tornadoes, 1,000 tornadoes?
It was like tornadoes or winds.
And what was the definition of that?
It means movement of the consciousness, urges, and emotions that have potential to overwhelm you.
I just have dreams of tornadoes all the time.
You do?
So I was wondering, yeah, all the time. And I just always thought it's because I'm scared of them, but guess not. Maybe it means something else.
Yeah, there's probably just like maybe you're having some unconscious turmoil about changes.
Makes sense. I hate change.
Overwhelm you. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. You can keep going. I was just curious.
I think that's good, like, thought process on your part.
Thank you.
Like, the father or the, like, a husband, like, some type of change where it's, like, not necessarily negative, but the feelings that are coming on are a little bit, like, scary, but doesn't mean the actual what's happening is necessary. Scary.
Yeah. And it seemed like just the way the dream seemed very out of control and very much like causing like a little bit of a panic in him made me. And then reading the interpretation, it made me think that, yeah, it's going to be a good change, but it's just something that doesn't feel necessarily planned or in control.
Very good.
So there. And then I did two of them. Did you guys do two of them?
I just did one.
No, I did one.
Ah. Is it okay if I do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always asked to show us up a little.
So this one, yes, it's that master degree.
I'm kidding, yes, it's the master's degree.
I know we mentioned that two episodes ago or something, and you guys made fun of me the whole
episode. We weren't making fun of you. We wanted everyone to know how smart you are.
Yeah.
And here you are proving it once again.
Anyway, so this time I actually got a dream off of a website that was not Reddit.
Unheard of.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
She went out of the box, ladies and gentlemen.
So this one was off Pinterest, which I thought was interesting. I had never looked there before. The username was Alexander Lightwoody. So I'll read the dream in their words first. Says, I had a dream I was able to time travel, and I went to like 10 years forward, like 20 years forward, 100, 200, and just kept going. And they said once they got to the year 4000, though, they got stuck in a time dilation jail set up by the American government at year 3877.
Weird.
So in which everyone that tried to time travel back and forth across this specific day of May 23rd, 3877, while on Earth, would end up stuck in this time dilation chamber trap to stop time travelers, but like it was crazy and mismanaged because it was legit capturing like every single time traveler ever. And the place had only been open for 12 minutes and was already getting overpopulated with nonstop multiple recursive instances of this one other guy trying to break previous versions of himself out of the jail. So it's like the same person keeps time traveling in like different years to try to get himself out of the jail.
That's so weird, though. It's so specific, like the day and the year.
Yeah. So this one was very, very difficult to interpret. So I worked at it and hopefully it makes sense. So the time travel, so I could never find anything that was specifically about like time travel together, but it did say traveling is a message about expanding your horizons. And the fact that the dream is time travel, which is not a normal way of traveling, suggests that they are exploring a road less traveled. The progressive numbers means moving forward, obviously. So the going to the year, you know, 10 years in advance, 20, you know, 100. And then the being in a jail or a trap suggests that some aspects of your free and self-assured behavior is currently feeling locked up. Having the government like run the jail symbolizes that part of our psyche that organizes and controls the assimilation of new ideas. So, and maybe having that be mismanaged means that maybe you're a little untrusting or you're not thinking that things are in control. On the specific date, May 23rd, 3877. May would symbolize the number 5 as it's the fifth month of the year. And that number symbolizes family and fertility and abundance. The date 23, 2 would symbolize a choice, and 3 can show the possibilities that arise when you consider the middle ground between two extremes. So it's kind of like that triangle kind of thought with 3, that you have 2 different choices to make and you need to make one to balance things out. The year 3877, 3 represents integration. 8 is a powerful number that can signify patience and like infinity. 7 is associated with religion or life cycles. It can also be a symbol of luck and reward. So I find it interesting that that was listed twice because it was 3877.
And that's like life cycles.
Yeah. Or
different versions of yourself in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
Thank you.
And then the 12 minutes, because it was said that the gel was filled up in 12 minutes. 1 explores self-sufficiency and 2 is choices again. So, and then the fact that the gel was overcrowded, maybe the idea of following others and not taking an authentic path for yourself. So the jailbreak would, or the escape would mean, you know, trying to make a change in your life. So if I put that all together, travel seems to symbolize that this person is done being stuck in the rut of their life and would like to expand their horizons. The gel indicates that they are feeling stuck or that part of them is being locked up. And having the gel be run by the government, which is mentioned as the control psyche of ourselves, indicates in the dream that they're trying to give themselves the control to make changes in their life. But maybe the mismanagement, maybe they're a little unsure, you know, whether, you know, it's like, yeah, I want to give myself permission to make this change, but maybe I'm a little unsure about making it. And the number of the month and date seem to indicate that the change may be with family and that they have a choice to make. So it seems like between 2 different ideas that they're trying to choose to bring balance to their lives. The year indicates that once a change is made, they will need to integrate themselves to the new way of life and be patient. But once they do make the change, they will be rewarded, the number 7 twice. So it seems like they'll be very rewarded or happy. So it reminded me of like the 7th heaven. And then the gel being filled with in 12 minutes indicates a concern or insecurity for their self-sufficiency to make the change. And the overpopulated gel may be the feeling of following others and the concern of not taking the authentic path and watching somebody else be unsuccessful at the jailbreak or trying to make them escape. The escape may be that you're looking to see how somebody else makes or attempts the change before you feel like you're ready to take action and make that same change. So it kind of made me, I kind of think of a relationship, you know, maybe this person has kind of been in casual relationships with a couple different people. And now they're like, oh crap, now I've got to choose, you know, between these 2 individuals. And so they're thinking about the future, but then they're unsure. So maybe they're kind of looking at their friends or maybe other family. And it's
like, give them advice.
Yeah. I see this other person's kind of in the same situation. You know, maybe I'll kind of hold back and see how it goes for them before I go ahead and like jump forward and make this change with myself.
Yep. That makes sense.
That's kind of what I thought.
But then they're kind of like, oh, but I don't know. Cause then what if I make a mistake?
Yep.
And what if I get stuck and I keep seeing myself get stuck in that same pattern?
When I think it was, oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you make a comment first.
Yeah, you go. No, you go.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, even if it's not a relationship, like I can even think of maybe like a job change or something like that.
That's true.
Like
2 choices.
There's just 2 choices and you're kind of like, oh, I'm scared. Like it's like once you pick one, you can't really go back. Like if you're offered a new position at work and they're like, oh, like someone else is going to fill in your old job. So once you get this, like you can't go back. So maybe the fear of not being able to go back on something
is
like making you unsure and second guessing your own intuition.
Yeah. Or if you even move on to a different company, maybe you're going to break the relationship you have with your current one. So you wouldn't be able to come back.
Like when you were talking about it, I for some reason was thinking about a job situation.
No, that very well could be. And I noticed, I thought it was interesting in the dream, like at the beginning of the dream, it seems like they were very gung-ho, like I'm going to make this change and I want to, you know, this time travel, I want to do all this stuff. It's going to change my life so much. But then it seemed like maybe their insecurity or their, you know, kind of in the subconscious was like, I'm not sure if we're ready to do this yet. Maybe hold off a little bit. So
interesting.
You know, it's almost like, I mean, that's what dreams are though, really. It's kind of like this internal conflict. And like you pointed out before, Lexi, in our last episode, like when we do these like dream deciphering things, it's like, It's my own mind. Why can't my own mind just tell me exactly
what I'm thinking?
Why does it have to be in all these, you know, symbolism? But
yeah, this one wants to be complicated.
This one was pretty cool. I thought the numbers. I'm going to have to do some more study on numerology.
Yeah, I've looked up a little bit of numerology before in life. Well, one time I was trying to get somebody a gift, and I was going to get them a numerology necklace. It was Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For Christmas. Yeah. So, because I figured maybe she'd like that or be interested in that. Mm-hmm. So I remember I've like read up on them.
Did you end up getting her that?
Yep. I got her a necklace.
Awesome. Yeah. I think I was born like at 444. And I looked up, supposedly that's like a really cool number. I can't remember what it means, but it was really cool.
Let's Google it and watch it be like, not what you think.
All right. Well, am I going next?
Yes.
Do I have the permission?
Wait, I was just going to say.
Oh, she wasn't done.
At least it wasn't at 666, which is actually an impossible time because
that time doesn't go to 666. World you're in.
Ooh. All right, Lexi, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I, you know, as I've mentioned in the past, Mom and Tasha are the ones that are much more into dream interpretation, and I definitely believe it, and sometimes, you know, I'll send Tasha a dream and she'll tell me her interpretation. I'm like, oh, that totally makes sense. But sometimes I'm like, does it make sense because we can, it's kind of situations that you can relate anything to? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I challenged myself, and I was like, I'm going to find the first dream I see that is just like absolutely outrageous that I'm like, that literally means nothing. You know how you hear a dream and you're just like, that was a crazy dream. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I was going to find one of those, and that's what I was going to do. And as I slowly started doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, it makes sense.
You're like, there is something to this.
You know, and we don't know the people. So with some assumptions and stuff like that, but
I'm excited to hear. You've drawn me in with your
thank you
with your musing.
And this is the first time I'm going to admit I don't like someone's Reddit username. Okay. And I have to say it because their Reddit username is Giraffe Slaughter.
Oh,
Giraffe Slaughter.
Oh, and I love giraffes, and
Lexi,
that makes me very sad.
Giraffes.
Don't slaughter the giraffes, let them live. Okay, but I mean, I'm not judging you as a person. Maybe it means something else and I don't understand. So this Reddit user posted, I once had a dream where my sister and I were digging in my grandma's backyard and found a huge line of coffins. We went inside for lunch, not caring about our discovery. Within minutes, a bunch of zombies came into the kitchen. Everyone freaked out, of course, but the zombies assured us that they were good and we all became friends. Suddenly, we heard a shriek and another zombie burst out of the ground.
Ah! that was the perfect.
Another zombie burst out of the ground and went off running down my grandmother's street, and the zombies told me that he was a bad zombie and wanted to destroy the world. So I grabbed whatever was closest to me, a banana, and ran down the street after him. I threw the banana, killing the zombie, and saved the world.
Wow.
And I said, dot, 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 I was a weird kid. And I, you know, I was like,
banana.
Okay, that's so random. That means nothing. So I went through and picked out, like, the main themes that stuck out to me, and those were digging, coffins, zombies, banana, and killing.
Wow.
All right.
So, what does it mean?
I don't know. What does it mean, Lexi?
I got my interpretation information from cafesoul.com.
Oh, by the way, that was the same place I got mine.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah, Mom sent me the website.
I thought I told you not to use that one.
You did, but then I figured there's no way you're looking up zombies and bananas, so it's probably fine.
Good point.
Okay, so the interpretation of digging. It said, in daily life, you dig to uncover the roots of something. You may dig for the truth or dig to bury an aspect which you'd rather not face. This symbol goes deeper than just searching for something. It suggests that you know where it is and need only discover the roots to bring it back to life. Not sure if that made sense as I read it. It didn't make sense in my head. That's why I paused. Digging portrays a desire to see something or understand the dynamics of hidden things. So, I mean, that makes sense. Next, the definition or interpretation meaning of coffin.
All right.
So coffin, it says, to see a dead person or a coffin is a common way of understanding how some aspect of you is passing away or transforming. And then it moved on to zombie. Dreaming of a zombie can portray how you are recognizing a lifeless yet active part of you that needs to be understood and integrated. And now here's where it gets interesting. The definition of banana you never knew. Being yellow and a monkey's favorite food, the banana is a playful way that the psyche portrays sexual thoughts.
Oh.
As a symbol of nourishment, it suggests how you need to peel away your outer covering, which can be clothes, to get to the fruit within.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, where is this going? And then next I looked up the meaning, interpretation of killing. And it's helping, dreaming of killing is helping to let go or release unproductive thoughts. So after doing the research, I think I was able to make some sense of this dream. The Reddit poster mentioned in their dream at the end, they said I was a weird kid. So now my whole dream interpretation is kind of based off me guessing their age. But this dream makes sense to me if this person was nearing the age of going through puberty.
Okay.
So it's basically, my whole thing is based off an assumption that because they said they are a weird kid, they were maybe around the age of going through puberty.
Okay.
Okay.
So just bear with me. So, digging suggests that they knew that what they were facing, and they were either digging to bury it or digging to uncover and accept this thing. So maybe they knew, you know, they were nearing this age where, you know, you start to feel
lots
different.
Lots of changes.
And the coffin suggests that some part of them was passing away or changing.
True.
This could be them transforming both emotionally and physically when it comes to growing up. The zombies represent an active part of the person that needs to be understood and accepted. And I liked how in the dream and with the idea of my interpretation that some of the zombies were friendly and one was bad. And to me, that suggests that this person was looking to and ready to accept these changes, but there was still some fear, which is represented by the one bad zombie.
That makes sense.
Now, obviously, the part of this dream that brought me to connect it to going through puberty was the banana.
Are we assuming this is a male?
No, I mean, I don't know.
It could be either.
Could be either.
With the banana.
It just says sexual thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Uncovering sexuality.
The banana does not represent.
It's not an eggplant.
Something
oh,
specific.
Okay, keep going.
An eggplant.
Don't worry about them.
You're too old.
Okay. Okay, so exploring and accepting a sexual part of yourself.
What?
Now after Tasha,
we're not that kind
that
of podcast.
Tasha put that thought in our heads.
Okay, sorry, scratch that. So obviously, like I said before, the part of the dream that connected me to puberty was the banana, which could be exploring and accepting the sexual part of yourself. And in the end, the person ended up killing the bad zombie, therefore letting go of the fear and accepting what they were afraid of. So, I mean, kind of similar to mom's dreams, but to me, it maybe seemed like there was some kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow resolved around a banana that they were able to accept.
No, that's really cool.
I think
cool.
That was good, Lex. Well, I've taught you well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I mean, there could be other meanings, but just in my head, you know, talking about them being a kid and stuff, I was like, oh.
No, that actually
maybe that's
made
what
a
it
lot
means.
Of sense.
It did make a lot of sense.
Plus, I trust our intuition. We are very intuitive.
We're geniuses. Let's just, everyone should know that by now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't talked about a lot of the, like, personal dreams we've had, like premonition dreams and things like that. So not that either of us are psychic, but we do have
right
some intuition. So I do trust some of our
we've talked
thoughts
about
when
the
it comes
funny
to that
things
kind of
we
stuff.
Have, but not any of like the more serious,
stuff.
Like cool stuff that we've
we'll
experienced
get there eventually.
Ourselves. Yeah.
Any more?
Nope. I just had the one. That genuinely took me forever to do, believe it or not.
Good job.
So just know that last night, I slaved away for hours to make that dream interpretation for you.
Good job.
Well, thank you.
Practice makes perfect.
You're welcome. You did a good job.
You'll thank do like you. 5 for us next time.
Yeah, probably
just kidding.
2.
Watch her come with 1.
We'll worry about that bridge when we cross it.
Okay.
All right. Squash it, Tasha.
Yes.
Tasha the squash.
I have a good one today.
Awesome. Ooh. I'm excited to hear.
But is it better than my banana zombies?
Probably.
Oh, man.
Okay, so my dream is from Reddit. Who would have guessed?
Dun, dun, dun.
Such a unique source.
So unique.
Well, there's so many dreams.
I know.
I mean, people
like
freely just
groups.
Post
it's awesome.
So many things on there. Sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, you really just posted that on the internet.
Wow, you just shared that? Okay. Well, and the Reddit user I have is Phoenix Talo.
Yay.
You guys are going to like it, I think.
Awesome.
Well, chip chop.
Chip chop, here we go. Okay.
Chip chop.
Here, I'm going to.
Yeah, like, hurry up.
Like, hurry up. Let's go. So, obviously, I'm going to read it in their words. It says, I had a terrible reoccurring nightmare when I was young that involved me frantically and stupidly skiing into a cave in the side of a mountain to avoid an avalanche. Strangely, the cave was lit by a soft blue light that I could not for the life of me figure out where it was coming from. For some reason, this blue light troubled me more than the fact that I was now trapped inside a cave, but I decided to press on and see if I could find another way out. The cave was massive and bizarre. Winding ice chutes lead down into dark shams, towering jagged ice pillars with pine trees growling. I mean, growing.
Growling pine trees.
I mean, growing horizontally out of them, and a random horse wandering alone, already equipped with a saddle. How convenient. I jumped on the horse and the ground started trembling. A couple of ice pillars came to life and turned into a giant, living, breathing, crystal blue iced monster with beady, glowing blue eyes.
Like on Frozen?
Yeah. Okay. The monster chased after me, and I tried to impale me with their pointy icicle fingers. But thanks to my new mysterious expert horse riding skills, I was able to avoid their attempts to obliterate me.
Obliterate?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Not knowing what else to do, I rode the horse onto one of the ice chutes, slid down into a dark sham, and luckily was able to escape the monster.
What's a sham? A dark sham?
That's what it says. Okay, well, we just realized that I'm the dumbest person in the world.
No, you're not.
And it's chasm.
You're good.
I'm just a terrible reader,
this
okay?
Podcast
and
is no
speller.
Longer called Dead to the World. It's called Dumbest Person in the World.
Just kidding. Tosh, you're smart.
It's fine.
You
okay?
are smart.
Just know I'm not the best reader. I'm not the best
speller. That
doesn't
mean you're not smart.
Or speller.
That doesn't mean you're not smart.
You're very smart.
Thank you.
Just not with those two
just
things.
Just not with these words. Okay, anyways. When I reached the bottom of the...
Chasm.
It was dark at first, but the same eerie blue light started to slowly filter through the chasm. I could barely see at first, and I didn't know where to go, but I started walking. However, walking was actually kind of difficult as the snow was deep, and I kept having to step over things. As I moved more and more, the light filtered in, and I found myself in a vast open field with nothing in the distance that I could see. I took a couple more steps, and that's when I came to realize that I was waiting. I know this one. That I was waiting through not only snow, but also through snow-covered bodies of dead children.
Oh.
Through... No. Strewn across...
Like strewn?
It's S-T-R-E-W-N.
Yeah, strewn.
Strewn across the entire field. Each child was lying in a flat imprint of a snow angel that had almost been filled back in with fresh snow. They were everywhere, hundreds, thousands of bodies. I wandered that field endlessly. Never found my way out, and I've never made a snow angel ever since.
Oh my goodness.
So creepy.
That's terrifying.
That is the dream.
You're right.
I apologize for my... I almost said spelling.
I'm a snake.
I meant to say apologize for my reading and pronunciation.
You're fine, Tasha.
Pronunciations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good dream, right? Am I right?
Yes,
I was right.
That was good.
I did not
disappoint. That was, I mean, it was bad, but it was good.
Yeah, very scary.
Yeah. So the avalanche in the dream is a warning of danger, like, you know, approaching in real life. There's a chance that, you know, you could face an unfortunate event, a situation could ruin your plans. Obviously, an avalanche ruins everything in its path, so kind of makes sense. The cave represents a mental or emotional place to retreat or like a sanctuary. What I think is interesting is he sees a blue or she sees the blue light. Well, blue represents like peace, calm, loyalty, confidence, and faith. But yet in the dream, that is associated
with like a negative thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a negative. Like it was like he had really uneasy feeling about it.
Hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting. When the dreamer sees the horse in the dream, horses are found to be like power, endurance, freedom. And the fact that I want to bring up that I want to or point out is that the horse was found inside the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the cave is like somebody's retreat
mm-hmm.
or like safe haven. And so, again, the cave, if somebody's finding that their power or their freedom or their endurance, it's finding it in their safe haven.
Gotcha.
So isn't that convenient?
It's interesting.
See what I did there?
I think you're going somewhere with this.
And then ice represents like an area that's frozen or still. So in your life, that could be.
So like a stagnant something. Mm-hmm,
something. It also represents like a problem that you can't do anything about. And then snow can represent like an inner conflict or a lack of ability to express your emotion in a correct way.
Mm-hmm.
So and all of that can relate to like the whole monster attribute of that coming into the dream.
So the fact that it's a snow and ice monster.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And then having a dream about dead children indicates that you fail to seize an opportunity. There are many opportunities to improve your life, but because of the fear, you have to let that go. And in this dream, it's a warning that this opportunity will end soon and you might regret that.
Hmm. Interesting. Not what I would have thought dead children would mean.
Me either.
Right. So overall, I mean, come on, that's a crazy dream.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I was like, whoa. So in this person, I would say, has a lot of emotion going on. They might not know how to control it. So that's with the whole avalanche and such.
Mm-hmm.
And they hide it. So they go into the cave. They hide their emotions.
So they're basically kind of closing themselves off.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And so that, I think, comes in where I would say that that light, like, they're hiding their emotions. And so the light is like, it's a calming and peaceful feeling because they're hiding their emotions. So it's peaceful that they're not really showing it, all their emotions out to everybody else, but it's still there. And so it's eerie to them, even though it's not like everybody's seeing it.
So instead of the blue light being, what did it mean again, the blue?
Like calm, peaceful, loyalty, confidence, faith. Yeah.
Okay. So you're having that feeling, but the fact that you don't feel like you can share it, maybe causing like anxiety or something.
Well, I'm taking it as like there's emotions they don't know how to control, and so that's the avalanche.
Yeah.
They go into the cave to hide from that.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they're hiding from everything else going on doesn't mean that they're completely away from it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the eerie feeling he's getting or she's getting from the blue light, even though it's still there. So
like
even
the
though
blue
it's
a light
positive
is a good thing,
but
she's still.
But in the dream, it's negative still.
He or she still knows that there's all that bad stuff that they're still trying to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
yes.
How I relate the feeling to explain it. You have a very, very stressful time at work, and you get home after work, and you're like finally in your safe place, but it doesn't stop you from thinking and being worried about all the stressful things at work.
Yes, that's okay. A good representation, Lex.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank yes. you. And then basically, that then is where the monster comes in. So they're in the cave, the horse comes about, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling good. There's a horse here, which would be like the freedom, the power, the endurance, and then all of a sudden, boom, the monster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, yeah, you can feel pretty good that you're not dealing with these emotions, but deep down, at some point, it's a breaking point, and the monster's just going to boom, and you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's where I find that coming in. And in conclusion, the fail of the rise of opportunities is which then he comes to like all those dead children and the snow angels is that this cycle continues, which in the beginning he mentions this is a reoccurring dream that he keeps having.
Oh.
So in conclusion, it's just like if he's going to keep continuing this cycle, there's emotion, he hides them, he feels okay, then he's got to come to deal with them and then he keeps pushing them and that cycle keeps happening, he's going to keep missing opportunities in the future. It's just going to keep cycling.
What an awful reoccurring dream to have, though.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Is.
But that actually, good job, Tosh.
That was good.
Yeah, that's my dream. That's the only one I had. But I was like, that is such a crazy, I had to share that dream.
Wow, look at us.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We're dream interpreters.
Wow, we are. Send us our dreams. I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Don't you send want us to interpret?
Don't you want us dream? To tell you what's wrong with your mind? By analyzing your dreams.
Nothing's wrong with your mind. It's just the things that your subconscious is trying to tell you
yes.
that you have to interpret.
Right. But anyway, so yeah, I was just like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, and it kind of, you know, just going back to that a little bit. So it's also like the missed opportunities that you mm-hmm. were saying, like the children could represent too. So it's kind of like, yeah, this opportunity may be a change and I'm not sure I'm ready for a change because then that's the avalanche of emotion and then mm-hmm. you're right.
And then it goes all back over again. Yep.
So I wonder, you know, I don't know if you post out to that, you know, Reddit user and let them listen. I tried last time. I sent messages out to all the ones that we did. I didn't hear anything back.
Didn't Tosh hear back from one of them?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. I dreamt that, I guess.
But yeah, I don't know. Well,
interpret that. Just kidding.
But yeah, we'll have to reach out to, we'll have to post on this one and see if we're anywhere near what, or if I'm anywhere near maybe what they're going through.
I don't think my Reddit user would enjoy me criticizing their username and then also tell them that they were struggling to go through puberty.
Well, who knows? You might be right on the dot.
What if they're like, I was five?
They're like, I just like bananas, okay, and zombies.
Really cool.
Oh, what if they were playing that game a lot on their phone?
Plants versus Zombies.
Plants versus Zombies. But, oh, I was thinking fruit versus zombies. Never mind.
I thought that's strawberry versus zombie.
Maybe you're getting, like, Pac-Man. Don't they have, like, bananas and cherries and stuff that they
oranges,
eat?
Oranges, and he's like, boop, and then he's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, which is the star.
Mario.
I know it's the star from Mario, but it's the same vibe.
Okay.
Same vibe.
Same vibe.
Yeah, the vibe. And so what would be, like, super awesome, man, like, if you would send us your crazy dreams that you would like interpreted and let us give us a shot.
Yeah, because...
Let me give it a shot.
Let me give it a shot. Give me one more chance. I want to interpret someone's dream, like, specifically send it to me and say, hey, I want you to interpret my dream, and then I want to see how close I am.
On you know our what? Nap time story, did you get with...
Oh, Daviana.
Yeah, did she respond?
She did respond. Would you like me to read that?
That'd be awesome.
While we're here? While she's pulling that up, I was going to say, if you guys want, when you email us your dream, you can tell us which one of us you want to interpret it.
Good
and
idea.
And we will do it.
That's true.
I wouldn't pick me. I don't think it's going to be accurate.
Whatever.
Not true. I think you did a good job on that.
Thanks. Lex, you did good. Okay, so Daviana, her story we shared on our nap time episode. Our first, very first nap time.
And if you haven't listened to it, go take a nap. As in, listen to our nap time episode.
Yeah. So she responded back to me personally just on my personal Instagram because we are friends. Mm-hmm. She said, the episode was so awesome. I could have cried of the awesome responses from all of you ladies. I agreed with every word. I definitely committed it to myself. Thank you so much for sharing my dream on your podcast. I am definitely a regular listener.
Oh, that's so nice. Sweet. Thank you, Daviana.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So there, Tosh, you have had one already.
I know.
That said you did a good job.
Thank you.
Validation. Would you please help us validate ourselves?
By sending us your dream to deadtotheworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then you can follow us and like us and share our posts on our social medias, on the interwebs. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all Dead to the World Podcast.
Go do your thing and like and follow and review on Spotify and iTunes and Podchaser.
I don't think you can review on Spotify.
Unfortunately.
But please rate and review us. Please, please, please. Also write a written review.
Well, I tried my best.
You did a good job. On Apple Podcasts and iTunes and Podchaser.
Oh, Podchaser,
yeah. And if you don't know how... On any of our social media platforms, I have shared videos on how to do it.
Which is great for the old fogies like me that
old
needed
fogies.
Some help.
Fogies?
Fogies.
What's a fogie?
What's a fogie?
What the
fogie?
What the fogie? That should be like a new, what the fogie?
Shut the front door.
Shut the fogie.
Actually, there's a commercial and the mom in the commercial says, shut the front door. And the kid's like, we don't say that anymore, mom.
Oh, that's
or
funny.
The one where it's like,
I shipped my pants.
I love that. I think those were Kmart commercials,
I don't know.
Kmart?
Yeah, like it was Sears, I
Kmart's
think, which
like
is Kmart.
So 2021. I mean,
really?
Kmart is so in. I meant to say so 2001 is what I meant to
say. Kmart is so 2021.
But they did have funny commercials about shipping your pants.
Back to the future.
Okay.
Also on... Any platform that you're listening to us on, would you please make sure that you hit the follow or subscribe button so that you find out right when we drop episodes? Usually they're around 7 p.m. on Sunday, although we're thinking about maybe moving that to be a little bit earlier in the day, just to give our Eastern listeners a little bit more time on Sunday evenings to listen before it's bedtime.
And before you forget, go check out our interview with Chris on Podtastic Audio Podcast.
Yes, go check that out.
Go listen. They also have another podcast called The Chris and Christine Show, and that's with K's. K-Chris, K-Christine, right? Mm-hmm. So that's another podcast that you could listen to as well.
Yeah. K's as in K, the letter of
like
alphabet.
Yeah, Chris and Christine with K's, not C's.
Instead of C's.
Okay, the way mom said it was confusing.
You're right.
I'm verifying.
Sorry. Okay.
So K as in the letter K like kite.
Correct.
Like Kit Kat.
What other thing does K mean?
Okay.
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 Anyway, tune in next week to find out what happens when we are
dead to the world.